Well, I tell you, I can describe more so big families more so than anything else. Now, you take whether it's three or four girls or three or four boys, why, there'll always be at least a half dozen other kids, you know, that comes home with them. And the mother and father hardly ever go, you know, go to church because they always figuring on having to feed a big bunch of dinner, and they'll always stay and fix dinner. And they'll have one of these tables. I've had tables long here to that door over there. And it'd be full, too. Just a regular homemade table, you know, big, long homemade table. And I know the man, it's some of the people lives right there that are hit. Some of the kids does. And the man, he wouldn't go to church on nearly every Sunday morning. They'd never to go, but they'd send all the kids. Mm-hmm. And then they'd bring someone else home with them. And they'd always have a big dinner, you know, fixed. They knew there was going to be somebody there. Mm-hmm. And there'd always be a bunch. And there'd always be a plenty to eat, too. Mm-hmm. But they had it all there in the house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had them fruit jars, and they didn't have the deep freeze, but they had it all canned up and everything else. And they had dry peas, and they had field peas, and they had everything they wanted. Well, I can remember when I and my brother, we'd go with this big slash up here and kill our meat out of the big slash, bring it home and clean it, put salt it down in a barrel and live on it all the winter then, and next summer have meat all year round. Salt meat, you know, regular salt meat. And then we finally...
What's a big slash? What's a slash?
Well, now, a big slash is a big flat piece of ground that's growed up in timber, and it used to be covered in water all the time.
Oh.
But after... I waited in what you call a big slash, and everybody else has hunted ducks out there and coons and possums and things like that with hip boots on. And now we rice up there and raise beans, and it just dries it up in the middle of that floor. Well, see, there's no trash up there to catch the drift no more. See, it washes. The world is washing away, and we don't even know it.
Oh.
And used to, well, there'd be a log across here, and on over here'd be another log, and there'd be a lot of drift, and there'd be a briar patch, and there'd be this, and there'd be that, and that water never did get nowhere. It'd just stay out there and soak up during the year, and the hogs would live out there, and it'd be full of acorns and everything like that. Just wild woods. And of course, I bought a lot of it, and other people bought it. We got it all cleared up now. And after rain, in 2 hours after rain, you can walk all over it and wear your shoes on, you know.
You can't believe that now. Think about how you used to have to get out and hit boots. Mm-hmm.
And I've been rearing it to my boy and grandson. Lately, I told him, I said, y'all fool around up there and let that ground wash away. Just, you know, it's just big rain coming, here it goes, just like that. And just wash it away. But it used to be nothing up there but coons and possums and wild hogs and wolves.
Oh, wild hogs? They had wild hogs?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of wild hogs in this country. That's whenever I was, when Daddy come here, and I raised hogs that was supposed to be tame hogs, but they was half tame and half wild. They just grew up out there in the woods.
Did they just call them wild hogs?
Yeah, well, they were some of them real wild hogs, and some of them were more or less tame hogs. Well, they finally bred these wild hogs into tamer hogs, you know. They just kept putting thoroughbreds out there and thoroughbred until they got them, until they were better bred, better hogs.
Yeah, but how did you mark them?
Yeah, I marked them with it on the ears. You know.
You did?
You take some of them take little under bits out of the ear, cut little nicks out, and they'd cut little swallow forks, what you'd call a swallow fork. That'd be sort of like, and that'd be a swallow fork, you know, out of the top of the ear, you know. And of course, it never would grow back. You'd take part of that ear out. Of course, a hog's ear is different from a human's ear, but anyway, you'd mark them then to tell my hog from your hog, of course.
Oh.
We didn't want to get them mixed up. And you eat mine, I eat yours. And of course, you'd mark the ears, and still, they'd kill one of those hogs once in a while and eat them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They'd get away, but we had a lot of good people, Miss Stewart, in the country. But Mr. up there at Hickory Plains found a bunch of daddy's hogs up on Lineman Lake, and